Hi, everyone. Welcome to our panelists on Creating the Improbable, live from the city of Nantes. What is improbable, you might be asking? Creating the improbable is becoming more and more relevant, or must I say essential. The world is changing at an extremely fast pace, and we are facing grand challenges that need to be addressed with urgency. Poverty, rising inequalities, climate change. We need to rethink our practices if we want tangible change, and change needs to come from academia. Today, we are lucky to have Sylvain Bureau with us. Sylvain is the expert in creating the improbable, especially in light of extreme uncertainties that we are facing. He will be leading the discussion with our three fantastic panelists, who will each share their unique insights on this very important topic. So get ready to take the first step in reshaping the future of academia. Please join me in welcoming Sylvain.
Thank you so much, Rand. Very happy to have these three panelists with us today. So Geeta Krishnan is coming from India, at the Indian Institute for Human Settlements, and he's trying hard to deal with these wicked problems and with wicked challenges. And I'm curious to know, Geeta, how do you do that using an effectual reasoning as an academic, as a professor?
Okay, thank you. So at the Indian Institute for Human Settlements, my colleague Prasad Vaidya and I started developing a teaching case on a large initiative that we run called the Solar Decathlon India, which gets students to adopt an entrepreneurial approach to address that most wicked problem of all, climate change. As we started developing the case, we realized that not only did students use multiple effectuation approaches in their thinking, even the model on which the Solar Decathlon was based was effectual in nature. So we were starting from what we have, we were building from what we possessed, we built multiple diverse partnerships, all of which play back to the fundamentals of effectuation. And when we realized this, we wondered, why wouldn't we use such effectual approaches even to teach students to address such wicked problems? Climate change is one, but when I came to the conference, I realized talking to my colleagues here, there were three other instances that jumped out. Rand and you, Sylvain, together at the ESCP have something called the Improbable Conference, which uses techniques of effectuation to enable students to address uncertainty in what seems to be an increasingly dystopian world. And then I look at Kazoo from Waseda University, who's handling a very subtle but important wicked problem. How do you translate research findings into practice in the real world and help address the world's challenges? And back in Europe at TU Delft, Asli and team are working on using effectuation challenges in one of the most regulated sectors you can think of, which is healthcare innovation. And they are trying to address it across 5 levels of audiences, stakeholders, and customers. And putting all these together leads me to believe that effectuation is perhaps one of the better ways in which we can work towards helping people address wicked problems across the world.
Thank you very much, Geeta. Maybe we have some young colleagues listening to us. Would you have one piece of advice for them so that they could leverage this effectual reasoning in their work?
Right. So I know effectuation is a relatively recent approach, but the advice I have is probably something that's timeless for all of us teachers. I think to be effectual in teaching requires a certain degree of humility, a certain acknowledgement that we don't know everything, all the answers are not in us, but in our networks, in our students, and in the way they approach their topic. So I would just suggest humility and therefore bring in a wider quilt of people who can help address the challenge.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Geeta, and congratulations for this amazing project back in India. Now we're going to move to another country, Japan, with Kasue Haga from Waseda University, because of course all these big problems and challenges probably ask for a way to change and a way to address problem in a different way. And maybe the issue is not to learn anymore, but also to unlearn, to rediscuss what we have been learning. And I would love to know and understand, Kasue, how did you do that in your own activity and maybe leveraging effectual reasoning as well?
Oh, thank you. Hello. The problem is that the students are often fixed on conventional thinking, even though they are young. And but to act creatively and think creatively, to develop innovative new knowledge, to act and to apply it for the society. This is important nowadays. For that, the unlearning the conventional model is helpful, and we are working on it.
Thank you so much. And just like Gita shared one piece of advice, any suggestions for a new generation?
Yes. We believe the crazy kids principle of effectuation is helpful for us, for both of us, and for the teacher at the universities, and also for the students, to have more interaction with various kind of other people, for example, with artists or with business people, are helpful to get a different viewpoint, to look at the society and the needs and problem of the society, and this is helpful to develop an innovative solution for it.
Thank you so much. It's a great connection with the next challenges that we would like to address, which is about radical collaboration. And for this, I'm happy to ask Asli Barrow, colleague from Delft Technology University in the Netherlands. So how did you address this challenge using effectuation?
Yeah, thank you so much. So as Kazuya mentioned, that students are already getting more and more aware of the need to innovate in the world, and they are interested in entrepreneurship. But there are areas, like especially in my research in healthcare, that it's important that we want to do something, but we are not even aware of the problems, if it really exists. So we collaborate with health professionals to understand their needs. And we also understand that when you're innovating, that you are actually disrupting the systems, in the current systems that you are working in. And with this crazy kilt principle, we are trying to bring the stakeholders together. And so in radical collaboration, we call it in our group, right? And it goes beyond conventional teamwork. It's about pushing stakeholders to work together in transformative and boundary-breaking ways. So we discussed six unique approaches, like as my peers mentioned, and from like the Solar Decathlon in India, which brings together governments and industry, to student-driven projects that Kazuya and I are working on, which challenge the traditional roles of the stakeholders. Each of us are redefining collaboration, and we explore the multi-level stakeholder in engagement, which every level of influence works together, and also like the improbable research that provokes innovation by pushing the limits. And we saw peer-to-peer academic collaboration, which actually democratizes knowledge creation and community-driven projects that center local voices.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing these elements about how to collaborate through multiple modalities. Maybe what about a last piece of advice that you could share with our colleagues, you know, dealing with these kind of challenges?
So understanding that collaboration isn't just about working together, it's about reshaping the systems to create impactful and inclusive change.
Thank you so much, Asli. Around the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you so much, Sylvain, and a huge thank you to our three panelists. To all the professors and educators listening, this is your call to action. You are the change, and we hope that today's panel inspired you to change the way you do things. Sometimes small micro changes in your practices will make the big change that we so desperately need. If you want to learn more about effectuation practices and creating the improbable, you can visit effectuation.org. And also this series of podcasts is available again on the same website, effectuation.org, on podcast platforms and podcastentrepreneuriat.audencia.com. So thank you so much, and have a lovely day.